Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA slash also more Falcons calls. Falcons fans, floor is open if you want to talk about yesterday's game. Great calls at 11:40 and 12:40. We'll do that again in about 20 minutes as well. 404-726-0929 or traditional AMA questions as well, as we broadcast live from Eagle Watch Golf Course, the Brown Grass Classic, third annual. Always really fun broadcasting from up here. And again, beautiful weather. Everybody's super nice.
Yes.
This year they kind of went out with the swag.
Yeah,
too.
Man, like, we got night. They got, I mean, the sweatshirt is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I love me some caps, so I got me a cap. Got me a flask.
Got a flask.
Yeah, man. This is yes.
They got us these nice, like, I don't even know what material that is.
I don't know. I don't. It holds liquor.
Yeah, it does.
It don't matter what kind of material it is.
It does. It fills up.
Long the liquor won't leak.
Yeah, you could put that lady right over there, that bartender.
Yeah.
She'll put whatever you want in there if you ask.
Did she fill it up?
Yeah.
For 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
two doubles. Yeah, two doubles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's in there.
You can have a great.
We'll go hit some golf.
I'm telling you what, it would hit hard if you smoke cigars.
I know.
I don't want to put that.
When
on
I grow up.
When you grow up.
Someday
you
when
grow,
I grow up.
When you grow up. let me be the guy to take to give you to have you smoke with.
Yeah,
a cigar.
Yeah, sure.
A cigar.
Sure. Yeah.
A cigar.
You're the only person that it would mean anything to.
Yes, it would be.
If I smoked my first cigar with you, yes. Above, I might throw up.
Yeah. There's a possibility.
Yeah, who knows? Wouldn't be the first time you've seen that.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
It's a possibility. But yeah, we found out game day is going to be in, where is it? Is it in Columbus? Are they playing in Columbus or
in
Ann Arbor?
I believe it's in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
It's a big one, man.
They're going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
I think probably.
They're going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
But they've been better than Michigan than they are this year.
Yes.
Like, Michigan's not great, but they're not bad. Like,
right.
Michigan wasn't very good last year.
No.
You know, and they still beat them. And Ohio State won the national championship last year. So the gap last year was way wider. Remember that game?
Yes.
Like, they just – Chip Kelly. Again, Chip Kelly Raiders should have known just by looking at that game from last year.
Like, Chip got something on somebody, man.
Yeah, man.
He got a relative in the CIA or something.
You want to talk about, like,
falling up.
Like, brands that somehow just maintained a level.
Yes.
Like, this guy hasn't been a good offensive coordinator since he left Oregon in 2013.
Exactly.
Like, or maybe 2014.
But you remember he's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
Didn't go great.
Yeah.
I guess there were some moments in Philadelphia.
Yes.
But that was more about him having total control and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he was really, really good in Oregon and Maine, I think, or Vermont.
West New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, whatever. They're all the same place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there. And then, again, obviously, I mean, he's, you know, an important figure in the history of college football and offense and all that stuff. But, like, he's been living on that for a long time.
Man.
Like, they were not good
and
at UCLA.
And then he might get a freaking job.
And that's the thing. Is, like, he probably will. But there's smart people in every fan base.
Yeah.
And if you're you're an alum of – I don't even know what it would be at this point. Where is
it
going to go?
Maybe.
Cal. Like, if you're – and there's a lot of smart people in that fan base.
Yeah.
You're a Cal alum and they hired Chip Kelly. Are you happy?
But you're trying to figure out how you can get to a point where you got to afford somebody. Like, he's probably the coach after 9 years. I know Coach Ron is the new GM or whatever over the program out there at Cal.
Justin Wilcox had been their coach for nine years. That's
9 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so you're in a situation where that. So, I mean, but it's like, you know, it's cheaper to keep her. I said it's cheaper to keep her. bye-bye. But that's what I'm saying. That, my Florida State, are we keeping Norvell? Like, how many coaches have kept their jobs? I tell you who got over, though, and got a decision. Oh, boy, up there in Nebraska. Boy.
Yeah, he played that
the right way.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They got their ass whipped.
They're, you know.
Goodness.
They're not good.
I mean,
now, his starting quarterback's hurt.
I don't care. Penn State beat the brakes off of Nebraska.
Yes, they did.
All right? Beat
yes,
the brakes off of Nebraska.
And it was Penn State that got him the raise.
Yes. Penn State got him the raise.
Because he was going to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Penn State wasn't. I know he's got history and all that, but still, no. I will, as we just were not very often, we're going to talk about Cal football.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stanford, man.
Yep.
Like, very weird situation. Frank Reich comes in for 1 year and kind of – they won some games, and they won their rivalry game. And I don't know if you saw the clip, Andrew Luck's getting interviewed while they scoop and score. He's, like, doing an in-game interview.
Oh, no, I see that.
And they scored a defensive touchdown behind him, and he's jacked up. And
but
that's
what I'm saying. So. That's another job that's going to be open. You know?
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, that one's always sneaky to me.
Yeah.
It could be good. Like, Harbaugh did great there.
Yeah.
Shaw did well there for a while.
Yes.
Like, Andrew Luck's in charge. I don't know what that means exactly, like, how much that matters. But if they're throwing money at it, which it sounds like they are, like, I don't know. They'll probably have some good tight ends and offensive linemen.
Yeah. And a nice running back.
And a nice – they usually do.
Yeah, man. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, that, I mean –
the next great white running back coming to a Stanford University near you.
That's going to be – I mean, but so, like, because – we know the coaching, whatever, revolves around Lane right now. It's three schools.
Yep.
Maybe it might be down to two. Whatever.
Who you think's out?
From what you read, Florida's out.
Yeah, from what you read.
You know, and so I don't know where it goes, but he has a big game this weekend. Like, Mississippi State trying to get bowl eligible still.
They better win.
They better win that freaking game.
Like,
because last time he went through this crap with Auburn, they fell off a cliff.
Exactly. He got that big raise from Ole Miss midseason.
Because it just wasn't him. It affected the players.
Oh, they went 0-5 afterwards.
Yes.
I don't know if they were undefeated. Maybe they had one loss. And then they completely fell off a cliff after that because it was a distraction.
Yes.
It's definitely a distraction.
Yes. It might not be a distraction for Lane.
Maybe not. Well, it got to be for him, don't you think?
Ah, he loves
it. It might not be a distraction for the players because they're not doing anything but getting ready. Oh, he loves it.
He loves it.
No, and again, whether it's a distraction or not, if they lose
–
it's a distraction,
right?
Like, everyone's going to say that it was. I'm ready for this to get over with.
Yeah.
Even at this point now, if he stays at Ole Miss, it still is like, why did you drag this thing out as long as you did? Unfortunately, and we spent a lot of time last week, certainly on Friday, leading into what was at stake for Georgia Tech at home against Pitt. And the atmosphere was great. Fans were ready.
They did their thing, man.
Pitt came out and punched Georgia Tech in the jaw.
Yes, they did. And I'm talking about physical. I know Brent Key prides himself on physicality. The way Pitt was hitting them in that first half, Andy, they were going backwards. Them dudes were coming downhill punching them boys.
Yeah.
And then the way they were able to run the football. Shout out to Tech, though. They tried to fight back. They got the momentum going into halftime and everything. And then they were driving again.
Yeah.
And they got
to get it 28-14 by halftime.
Yes,
which felt like a really big
game. And then you're like, okay, they're in this game.
Yeah.
And then they're driving down Andy, and they're in. And then Pitt makes a great all-zero blitz, but they drop a guy into the passing lane, pick six. But then Tech gets another opportunity to come back because freaking Narduzzi's dumbass. Oh, you come out, you throw. No time comes off the clock.
Meanwhile, you have a running back who's picking up 10 yards a kick.
Yes, and then you fake punt.
Yeah.
And the fake punt wasn't going to be anything because the dude tripped. And then you get the ball back to Tech in your territory. You know, and so
– I will say, like, that's a little bit of the ACC in a nutshell this year, though, too. Like,
oh, God.
So, like, there's obviously good teams. No great team,
right.
It doesn't seem like.
Right.
But there's just so much, like, so much self-inflicted stuff.
Yeah.
We watched the end of the Duke-North Carolina game. Because
what a play call.
Ashley always wants North Carolina to lose no matter what. So she enjoyed it. She hates North Carolina.
Okay.
She hates UNC.
Okay.
And that was enjoyable to watch the end of that for her, for sure. App won, too.
Yeah. Oh, success even better for her.
They're one win away from being bowl
eligible. Whose flag's out?
Mine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 8-3. record's been better all year. And also, she's just kind of mad at App. Like, she just doesn't really – she's not feeling Dow Loggins.
She's feeling Dow, huh?
She's not feeling.
But, I mean, it was a good – Miami, great job of them going up to Virginia Tech, not letting that noon on the road, new coach energy beat them down. It was one more – obviously, Georgia beat the hell out of Charlotte. The funniest thing at the game was when we were sitting out watching the game, and when Gunnar Stockton is running to the right, and everybody in the freaking stands like, "Get out, Gunnar!"
And then he dove.
And then he dies.
Because he doesn't care.
Like, everybody's like, "Get out, Gunnar!" And then his ass just jumps and just dies for the first down.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, Gunnar.
Come on, man. We, you know, then because he didn't speak at the press. Kirby and him gave the night off from the press.
Oh, so people were worried?
Yeah,
oh, I wasn't following that.
Notre Dame absolutely beat the hell out of Syracuse.
That was borderline unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
I understand they got to do style points, they think, and all that kind of stuff, but, like,
that was
Syracuse is a wounded animal.
Yes.
Like, they're not a good
team. They shanked them. Oh, what a big Vanderbilt, what a nice man. I love Diego Pavia, but more than that, I love Diego Pavia's mom. She was in the stands having her a good time representing the son. Texas with a nice win. Arch, 6 touchdowns.
It was a nice win, and for sure, like, I won't call it a bounce back, but, like, they you know, they needed it and all that. But, like, I don't know. The way that it was being covered on social media and talked about was, like, we didn't watch what happened the week before against Georgia.
Yes.
Like, yes, Arch had 6 touchdowns, definitely.
Yep.
But, like, you know,
we just saw what happened. He still had Georgia turf up his ass. Yeah. And then Tennessee, Florida. Oh, my
still
God.
Pulling Sanford Stadium turf out of his teeth.
Yeah, yeah. But then, obviously, Tennessee just annihilated Florida.
Hey, the most fun game of the day was Utah-Kansas State.
No doubt about
that
it,
That game
man.
Was insane.
K-State, man.
Yeah, man. Kansas State's fun and bad.
They go
and
they battle. Utah hung on though.
And Utah, yeah, it's weird. Like, their defense is normally pretty good.
Right.
They don't have much of a defense this year. Their offense is dynamic with when Dampier's healthy.
Yes.
And they're not playing Texas Tech. Like, that offense is pretty damn good. I think that they've kind of played their way out of the Big 12 championship game. Probably going to be Tech and BYU rematch, which I don't know if anybody needs to see that. It was pretty thorough the first time. But then Washington beat UCLA.
Yes. I saw that. Got a chance
late night.
Late night.
Didn't know Fubo and NBC were having a dispute.
Man, you got to know these things, man.
Had to call in the backup login
for
my sister-in-law. But, yeah, Washington.
Like, they didn't play till 11 o'clock.
Didn't start till 10:50.
Yeah, so when'd you find out that
10:50.
10:50, yes, when you call it?
Well, I was watching it. I was like, and I just texted my brother. I was like, hey, any chance you guys got a Peacock? And he was like, yeah, she does. So I was able to watch it.
But okay.
Jack was up anyway because he fell asleep too early.
Yeah, man. That's what happened because I was up because we got back from Athens. I took it like a couch nap. I was like, okay, I'm ready to roll. Couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah. Man, I wish they could have just beat Wisconsin. They'd be 9-2 right now with a chance to beat Oregon and maybe backdoor their way into the playoffs.
What about Dan Lanning?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, he always bumping his gums.
He is.
He's always bumping his gums.
Yeah. They played Portland State in September.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I guess it's better to do it in September than November.
I guess.
I don't know what the difference
is. Whatever, Dan.
Yeah, Dan's always saying something.
He always got something to say.
His team's pretty good, though.
They are very good.
Pretty good.
Very young.
They played a nice game against USC. USC gave them a fight, but they're tough. Oregon's a tough team. All right. AMA/Falcons calls next to wrap things up. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.